Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else.
Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monica here at WAMRDB, the Woman's Station. We're celebrating Women's History Month, the last day of the month, which is March 31st, 2019. And boy, do we have an exclusive show this evening. Tonight, we have the one and only Renee Thompson as our special guest co-host and our guest as well, the one and only Miss Ramona J. Smith. Now, this Ramona Smith made history in becoming the second African-American woman and the fifth woman in winning the world champion of public speaking of the Toastmasters. Ramona J. Smith is the 2018 world champion of public speaking with the speech title, Still Standing. That's Ramona J. Smith, a high school teacher from Houston, Texas. I'd like to welcome both of you ladies, Renee Thompson and also Ramona J. Smith. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Good to be here.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be
on the show. Yes, thank you. Thank you for becoming on the show. We are honored here at WAMRDB to have you on the show this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, Renee, you being the co-host of the show, as you know, we got Karima in the background working hard for you today. And tell us about yourself.
All right. I'm really glad to be here and to have this opportunity just to talk about Toastmasters and then to meet the Ramona J. Smith World Champion. This is a real special day. And Toastmasters,
yes,
I am serving right now as president of Goodwill Food Club in District 14 and also as a sponsor of the Goodwill Alumni Blue Note Toastmaster Club. So I've been for a while, and right now I have a real special job. I am the program chair for the District 14 Spoon Conference. All Toastmasters around the world get together annually and hold the conference. And this year's conference in Atlanta will be April 6th at the Hilton Atlanta Airport. I'm really excited and get some tips from her as we go into our conference, because we will be hosting in the International Speech Contest. And I know you know all about that. Getting people ready for whoever our winner will be will go on to compete at the International Conference in Denver, Colorado, for the distinct honor of being the World Champion of Public Speaking 2019. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to reiterate just a little bit. We're having just a little bit of breaking up. I'm not sure if you have us on speaker or if you want to go to a clearer area, just breaking up just a little bit. I did catch the last half. So if you don't mind repeating
okay.
it a little bit. And then I don't know if you have us on speaker, sometimes it'll pick up the background noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me
all
clearly?
Right.
Can you hear me
Is
very well?
Is this better? Yes,
yes,
I hear you
yes,
clearly.
Ma'am. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay,
well,
so if you could just repeat the last half, yes.
Uh-huh. Let's see. I'm not sure where I ought to pick up, but we're having a conference this year in Atlanta. District 14 annual Toastmaster Conference will be held April 26th and 27th at the Atlanta Hilton Airport. And as part of our conference, we host the International Speech Contest. The winner of that contest goes on to compete on the big stage at the Toastmaster International Conference for the honor of the 2019 Toastmaster World Champion, following Toastmaster Ramona J. Smith and of course her accomplishment for 2018. And so I'm really excited to talk to Ramona to learn just about that experience and really giving her speech on the big stage and what that was like. And so I hope that I'm coming through clearly, because I want to talk.
Yes. Oh yes, we hear you loud and clear now. It sounds very well. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you.
So, Ramona, we have Renee is going to be our guest co-host today. Renee, what questions do you have? And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the one and only world champion of public Toastmasters, Ramona J. Smith, on the line of 2018.
She's
hey,
here.
Ramona, Toastmaster, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
You're still standing, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I have invited some of our friends in District 14 to join in today to listen to our conversation and to call in. And so I'd like to start off, if you would, by sharing with us. Tell us, what brought you to Toastmasters? And how did you get involved? And, you know, a little bit about your journey that took you from your local club all the way to the international competition in Chicago last year.
Well, let me pick on District 14 for a moment, because I haven't been invited to any PLIs or any club meetings or any events in District 14, so you could have got this story up close and personal, but I did not get an invite from Atlanta. I was like, oh my goodness, where's ATL?
Wow.
I've been invited all over the world, and I have not received any invitations from my family in ATL.
Oh my goodness. Well, let me just start by saying, maybe we didn't even know we could just call you up. I'm so sorry, but I'm glad we're connecting now. Hey, look, we have our conference in April. You're welcome.
Excuse me. This is Karima, y'all producer. I've been trying to tell you guys that ain't nobody giving my girl no love from Atlanta. No love at all. She out there in seven countries being treated like Michelle Obama, right? I mean, they bowing and everything. They got the little Hindu
thing.
They bowing and kneeling.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. Yeah, I mean, they doing it big. They doing it big. But Ramona, I just wanted to let you know that I tried.
Thank you.
Well, here we are today. Let us consider today the beginning of our brand new relationship. For sure. Hey, look, Ramona, I got your numbers now.
All right. I'm waiting. Now, I want to come to ATL. I know it's a lot of things going on for people of color, you know, African-American women, and business is booming. And I know it's Black Hollywood down there. And I would love to come out there and see what's going on and meet with you guys and interact. And even though there's going to be another 2019 champion, hopefully it is from Atlanta. But, you know, it's an honor that you carry for years. My big brother, Mark Brown, he won the title in 1995, and he's still going strong. And so I don't want people to think that just because, you know, there's going to be another champion next year that it kind of stops the run or anything like that, because I'm still going to be, you know, moving about hopefully 10, 12, 25, just like Mark Brown, 25 years afterwards. But I started Toastmasters in 2010 out in Los Angeles, California, well, Hawthorne, California. And I've always wanted to be a motivational speaker. I've always wanted to be a public speaker. I knew that very early on, but I didn't have the skill set. I didn't have the professional knowledge. I didn't have the expertise. And my sister suggested that I go to Toastmasters because she had heard about the organization, and she suggested that I go to Toastmasters and you know, sharpen my saw. And I went, and I fell in love with it. And initially, I took the public speaking / communication route more so than leadership. But now that I've kind of reached the pinnacle of the organization on the speaking side, now I'm kind of trying to focus a little bit more on the leadership roles in my club. Right now, I'm the vice president of PR, and I'll probably try to be secretary or something next term, but now I'm trying to focus on the leadership aspect. But initially, it was to sharpen my public speaking skills. And so I didn't even compete until 2015. That was the first time I competed, because I wasn't even really – I hadn't really heard too much about the competition. I'd heard bits and pieces, but I had never really – sat down with someone who competed. In my club, nobody was competing. And so when I moved back home to Cleveland, Ohio, and I joined another club called the Cleveland Club, there were a lot of competitors in that club. And I knew that I still had this strong desire to become a public speaker and a motivational speaker. And I said, well, I may as well compete. It couldn't hurt. And then, you know, in the speech, I talked about how I made it all the way to the district level, and then I played third. So I was pretty crushed about that, because my ego.
Yeah, so tell us what happened there. Was that your first competition where you actually won the area contest and you went on to the division and you won that, and then at your district contest you didn't win?
Absolutely, that's exactly what happened. But you know, I feel like it was beginner's luck now looking back. But when it's your first time doing something and you're beating people who've been doing it for years and you're just excelling and it's quickly, I started to get a little arrogant. I started to get very arrogant. That year I was so arrogant and I was so full of myself, because I've always known that I was a great speaker. And so that was like, okay, well, I mean, now everybody knows now. Ha ha, why wouldn't I be able to make a world championship this year? Ha ha ha. And so just egotistical. And then when I got to the district level, before I even made it to the district level, I had already packed my bags to go to Vegas because it was in Vegas that year, the year Muhammad Kahani won.
That's you were really ready. Okay.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I was the one going around proclaiming, I'm the 2015 world champion of public speaking. I just knew that I had it that year. And at the district level, they called third place, and I was crushed. I was crushed. And the next year, I wanted to try again, but I tried again for the wrong reasons. The next year, I just wanted to go in, and I just wanted to win. That's all I want to do. I just want to win. I don't care about anyone else. I don't care about anything else. All I want to do is win. And in 2016, when I competed, I didn't even make it past the club level. Because my mind was
really?
In the wrong place.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm. My intentions were all wrong. Everything was wrong. And so in 2018, I moved down to Houston, and I joined my most recent club, the Cypher of Super Speakers, in January of this year, or of last year, January 2018. And that year, I knew that I really just want to be here to embody what Toastmasters is all about. I really just want to be here to see the different levels of Toastmasters. Public speaking is always going to be my dream. That's what I'm born to do. But this doesn't necessarily have to be my attitude or the lane in which I get my dream. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll compete. But it's really just to see what else I could do to better myself as a speaker. And so this time around, I really just competed to learn, grow, and have fun. Like, this year, I was like, last year, I was like, I already know that I'm a great speaker. I know this is my passion. I know this is what I want to do. And so now I'm just going to see what happens. So I went in with no expectations, with no ego, with no arrogance, with no pride, just purely having a good time. And that's when everything kind of started to fall into place. Now, I definitely worked hard, and I definitely made sure every time I gave a speech at every level of the competition, it was 110%, but I wasn't stressing about winning. It's like, if I win, great. If I don't, that's fine, whatever. And I just continued to ascend and continued to be victorious, and I look up, and I'm on that world championship stage, and then I look up again, and they're calling my name.
Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic story you have, and very inspirational for Toastmasters, particularly for those Toastmasters who have chosen that path of competing in the speech contest. I've never competed in a speech contest beyond the club level, so I have no idea what that must be like, but I've heard so many stories, and thank you so much for sharing your experience. I have another question for you. You know, you talked about the journey from when you started in, say, 2015. Did you find that you needed to change your technique? Was there feedback that was provided for you? Like, when I looked at your video, I saw how you used the stage and how you put your body into your speech and your vocal variety and all those things that the judges look for. Were those skills that you developed and got better at by the time you reached 2018? Or tell us a little bit about that, you know, the technique of public speaking.
Well, luckily for me, a lot of those things already come naturally for me because I love drama.
Okay.
I love theater. So I've been on stages for years, and so I understand what it means to work the room, I guess,
work
I've always
the room,
been a dramatic
exactly.
person. Yeah, I've always
and
been
to
a
be able to connect with your audience. Yeah.
Yes. So that comes naturally for me. However, there's always little, small, fine-tuning things that can take your speech to the next level. It's always those little things. And in 2015, as I continued to win, nobody ever really gave me too much feedback. But after I lost at the district level, and it was so funny because after I lost, then this outstanding speaker named Larry Sapansky, he came and said, look, this is what you need to do. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. And the judges are looking for this, and that. So here, take this book, take these CDs, look at it. And I was still in my arrogance, and so I used none of those techniques in 2016.
Okay.
In 2018, everything came back around, and I was able to get pointed from Larry Sapansky, and I was able to actually get a lot of feedback from my district directors, and these women have seen thousands of amazing speeches, so they know exactly what they're talking about. So, for instance,
okay.
with the usage of mm-hmm. the stage, I had never been on a stage that big before. That stage is, I don't even know how many feet long that stage is, but it is so
So when they say huge. The big stage, it really is a big stage.
Oh, literally. It's so huge. And you have two huge TV monitors with your face on it. It's larger than life. I guess it's like a Broadway stage. I have no idea, but it's so huge. And so Larry always said, and all of the great speakers agree, that you create a hologram on stage. And so I created my holograms using the rounds. I had three rounds in my speech. So when I talked about each round, I was at a certain point on the stage, at a certain location on the stage. And when I talked about round one, I was far right. When I talked about round two, I was far left. When I talked about round three, I was in the middle. And you stick with those holograms on stage. So anytime I go to the far right, you know I'm talking about round one, college. Anytime I go to the far left, you know I'm talking about marriage, or no, speaking. And then anytime I'm in the middle, you know I'm talking about marriage. And so that's how you set up those holograms. And then another thing was props.
Oh, fantastic.
They told me about props. That's why I use a small white towel. Props equal points. A lot of people don't use props.
Oh.
But, that's another small thing. Props equal points. And then pausing is so important. My speech was almost 7.5 minutes long, but I spent a lot of time not talking.
Okay.
So every time I walked to a different hologram on stage, I didn't say anything. And then when I asked the audience a quote-unquote you question, anytime I said, how did that make you feel, I paused for a little bit to give the audience something to think about.
And excuse me, just for one second. Excuse me, for one second. We have to take a pause just for a moment. We have to pay the bills, so we're going to go to commercial break in just one moment. And just to let you know, the listeners, we're going to be right back. We have Lisa Thompson as our guest co-host of WAMRDB, and we have the legendary world champion, Ramona J. Smith of the Toastmasters. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Women's Station, WAMRDB, the new look and feel on radio. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila,
really?
She has split ends.
I wish
B, console her.
No, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. Now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness. rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of. It's kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins.
All right. We're back with WAMRTV. And it's Women's Month, the very last day, which is March 31st, here on WAMRTV. And we have the one and only Renee Thompson on the line with our special, special guest, world champion, Ramona J. Smith. Ramona, if you don't mind, we have to ask, you know we got to ask that question. If you could please give your speech of still standing, we'd like to hear that.
You know what? A lot of people ask me to do that on the fly, and I don't really like it because it doesn't give me time to prepare. Like, if she would have told me, like, we want you to speak on the air,
J.
I would have been like, yes.
Ramona J. Smith, still standing.
Well, there it is.
Standing, Ramona J. Smith.
That's right, Ramona J. Smith here on WAMRDB, with still standing.
Life will sometimes feel like a fight. The punches, jabs, and hooks will come in the form of challenges, obstacles, and failures. Yet if you stay in the ring and learn from those past fights, at the end of each round, you'll be still standing. Mr. Contest Chair, fellow fighters, can you think of a time when life tried to knock you down? Who was your toughest opponent? Most often, our most challenging opponent is ourselves. Round one, college. I dropped out of college not one, not two, not three, but four times. I told myself, college isn't for me, and I would never go back. Round two, marriage. I married my soulmate, the love of my life. my best friend. He was fine, too. We were married for 8 long, beautiful, amazing months. You heard right, months, not years. It was like immediately after we said I do, the heavyweight champion came in and delivered an electrifying knockout blow to our vows. Boom! Divorced. Round 3. Speaking. In 2015, I competed for the first time in the International Speech Contest. I won at the club level. I won at the area level. I won at the division level. Then the district level was on the way. I was on the roll. I was on fire. I was unstoppable. I lost. I was crushed. After going 3 rounds and taking hit after hit, I was ready to throw in the towel. I was down for the count. 6, 7, 8. When was the last time life knocked you down? Who was that lifeline that you reached out to help you stand back up? Was it your family, your friends, or did you hold on to your faith? Maybe you've never been knocked down, but you've seen one of your family members take a devastating blow. Were you the lifeline that they were reaching out to help them stand back up? Were you the coach in the corner saying, get up, stand up? As I gathered all the strength within myself to pick myself back up, stand, instead of looking into a mirror of defeat, it became a window of possibilities. I got back in the ring. I went back to college. I got my degree and I graduated magna cum laude. Yeah. After failing 4 times, I was still standing. After my loss at the district level, I'm speaking to you from the world championship stage. It's a moment. Thank you. Thank you. Even after suffering loss, I'm still standing. As for my marriage, I'm still in training. I have not yet found Mr. Wright, but this is an international convention. And there are thousands of men from hundreds of different countries. So single Toastmasters. Even after my divorce, I'm still standing. My challenge to you is to stay in the ring, whether you're a fighter or a coach. If you're on the side of the ring, coaching, or if you're in that ring, throwing those jabs and those hooks, when that final bell rings, ding, 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 the fighters and the coaches will raise their hands in victory singing, I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're still standing. Very nice. Stay in that ring. And even after you take a few hits, use what you learned from those previous fights, and at the end of each round, you'll remain still standing. Mr. Contest Chair.
Right, you're listening to once again WAMRDB, the women's station, with special co-host guest Miss Renee Constance and the one and only world now announced Ramona J. Smith, the world champion of Toastmasters. Wow, still standing and made the hair on my arm stand up. I'm going to turn things over to Renee, but I just had to say that. Woo!
Man. That was great.
Well,
I just want to say one thing. I'm sorry. I don't say too much, but I'm going to say that. That's the Monica Fly, y'all are listening, still in love, that we just jumped on there. Just put it on the ones and the twos because y'all are dealing with queendoms on this WAMRDB woman station. Now, you know, we ought to look and feel of radio, that feel for women, that understanding that we understand and we have that relationship all over. So we're talking to everybody. I'm in Atlanta. The Monica is in Minnesota. Ramona is in Texas, and our queen is here in Atlanta putting it all together. I just want to remind everybody that we definitely have the place you guys want to be. Our District 14 conference. Our program manager, Miss Thompson, is on with us as our co-host. It is April 26th and 27th at the Hilton Atlanta Airport. You do not want to miss this. This is going to be fire. It's going to be when I say fire, I'm talking about some of the best people from around the world coming in. So I just wanted to throw that out. That's still in love. I just wanted to jump in here just for a minute because I know I'm just the producer and all that. And that's all I want to say about it.
Well, thank you so much for the big up. We are really looking forward to the conference this year, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to speak with Ramona J. Smith because we've received some insight for people who are getting ready to compete and who are also just maybe thinking about, oh, I'd like to do public speaking. I'd like to compete for the Toastmaster Honor of World Champion of Public Speaking. I mean, that's like the biggest award you can get in public speaking. And we have what a wonderful opportunity to talk with Ramona and to hear her experience. I mean, listening to the story, there's just so many lessons learned there. Ramona, thank you so much for sharing your story and your testimony and your speech, more importantly, with us and with the world.
My pleasure. I thought you were asking me to do the speech on the air. I'm like, nah.
But since you had it, that worked
well,
out.
Actually, I did, but Karima, the producer, was on top of it.
Okay. Because people do that a lot, and I'm like, no, let me practice it. Like, that's not a speech that I give often. And
no,
the last time I gave it was in Saudi Arabia, and before that, I hadn't given it since August. But Saudi showed me so much love. I said, you know what, I'll make the exception. But she was right on time with that one. That was perfect.
You know that really
yes,
good.
It
you
was.
Said they gave you
Is that how you doing there, Ben? Is that what you just said? You went on and did the speech because they gave you an oil well.
I don't even know what an oil well is.
An oil well.
Yeah,
oil well.
You know
all
what?
That oil
out
there in Saudi.
I got some pretty good gifts in Saudi, so you know what? I got a lot of gold from Saudi, so.
Watch out now.
It's not quite an oil well, but I definitely had to check in at customs because I had a whole lot of gold on me.
And that's why she's still
standing. Actually wanted to kind of use that to go into my next question, because Ramona, we know that when you have the distinction of being called the Toastmaster World Champion of Public Speaking, that it opens so many doors and opportunities. And so I'd like for you to just tell our listeners today a bit about what has your experience been after the speech, after winning?
Oh, it was phenomenal. This past year it was in Chicago. And after winning, I literally, myself and the first and second runner-up, Sherry Sue and Anita St. Taylor, we stood there and took pictures with everybody. We probably waited 2 hours, and we were just there for 2 hours just taking pictures with everyone. We had a few interviews afterwards. I ended up going to the president's dinner and just meeting so many amazing people and made a lot of connections there. And after that, it was my choice whether I wanted to accept all the invitations from the different districts and divisions and clubs all around the world. Now, for me, I've always wanted to be a public speaker. So this is, it was like, wow, yes, I'm taking advantage of everything. But it's optional.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sign a contract or anything. And, of course, you know, you don't get any money for it or anything like that. But this is my big break, basically. And so every time I got an email or a Facebook message or an Instagram DM and they said, we want you to come here, yes, 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 yes. So I've been able to go to 8 different countries, and I've gotten a lot of different opportunities and to speak outside of Toastmasters. And I was able to resign from teaching in December to pursue public speaking full-time. So I've made a lucrative career from it. And it's just, it depends on where the person wants to take it. That's why I tell people, we all want to be the world champion of public speaking, but ask yourself why. Do you just want the title?
Mm.
Do you just want the trophy? Are you going to take time away from your, because my son is with his father while I travel. I saw my son a few weeks ago, but before that I hadn't seen him in 6 weeks. Are you able to be away from your husband or from your away from your wife? Are you able to go to these different countries and conduct yourself in a way where you're representing? For me, I'm representing women. I'm representing African Americans. I'm representing African American women. I'm representing America. I'm representing teachers. You know, I'm representing Toastmasters. So can you conduct yourself in a way in these different countries where you're going to be respectable and where you're going to leave a positive, lasting impact? And certain, some of us like to drink wine. I couldn't drink wine in Kuwait. I couldn't drink wine in Saudi Arabia. Are you able to follow those different rules and understand these different cultures? Sometimes there's no American food. Are you okay with eating food from different cultures? Are you comfortable being in a room where you're the only person who doesn't speak that language? There have been meetings where I've been to, and I'm the only person who doesn't speak Arabic or who doesn't speak certain dialects of my Indian brothers and sisters. Are you comfortable with that? Are you okay with the fact that people are going to want to talk to you and to touch you and to contact you and to reach out to you? If you're an introverted person, it may not be for you. Because once you
really
have influence,
excellent
over,
point.
Yeah, you have influence over 350,000 people in 143 different countries, 10,000 different clubs. Are you ready for that?
Wow. That's, you really put it into perspective, all that kind of comes with it. And I think sometimes, as you mentioned, we don't think about those things. We just want to compete. We want the recognition and the honor. But what does that mean? Are you ready? Can you still stand?
Can you still stand?
Okay, so you know, like, we all want to know. You ended with that search for thousands of men at the conference. Did you meet anybody?
I didn't. I think I'm going to be a person who is probably single for a long time, because I place more value on my career and my aspirations and my achievements. And so right now, the relationship is just not conducive to that. It's just, I don't want to have to worry about you and what you're doing. I want to have to call you. I don't want to have to text you. I'm traveling all the time. I don't want to have to care about your feelings. And so, no.
Oh, we understand. Oh, that's wonderful, too, because we need to tell that story more. I'm in the same place, so I understand 100% where you're coming from. Oh, it's really been wonderful talking with you. We got to get you to Atlanta.
I'm
looking right now, when I put the word out about our conversation today, two of our Toastmasters that attended the Chicago conference and also stood in that line to take a picture with you sent me the photograph.
Wow.
And that was Deborah and Christopher Triplett. And they sent me the picture with you and your first and second runner-ups, and I thought, you must have taken a lot of pictures for them to get a photo with you on that day.
Oh, yes. So many.
So fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners regarding just your whole experience in your life? I mean, you talked about a lot of real personal things in your story. You seem to just get really comfortable with sharing who you are and telling us your lessons learned. Anything else you'd like to share? Because it's such an inspiration just speaking with you.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for hosting and for asking me all these wonderful questions and being able to share with the SHIFT platform. I just really want people to, if you've heard about Toastmasters but you've never gone to a meeting or you're not familiar, go to Toastmasters.org and find a club near you and go ahead and check out a meeting. We don't want you to join immediately, but we do want you to see what the organization is all about. It's not just about public speaking. The motto of Toastmasters is where leaders are made. So the focus is on leadership, and you'll get the bonus of becoming a better public speaker and a more effective communicator. You don't have to join, but visit a club near you just to see what it's all about. And if you want to compete, I think that's wonderful, but don't just compete for the trophy. Compete to sharpen your skills, compete to have fun, compete to meet new people, and compete to become the best version of yourself. If you need any tips or if you have any questions, please send me a Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, at Ladybug Speaker. And Facebook is Ramona J. Smith. Once again, it's at Ladybug Speaker, like the insect, a speaker like the thing you're listening to right now, at Ladybug Speaker. And I thank you all for your support. It's been amazing, and I am looking forward to the next world champion to pass the torch.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Karima, you've been an absolutely delightful producer today, bringing us together. I thank you for the opportunity to be a co-host with you and look forward to doing some additional work, particularly as we get ready for our conference, District 14 Annual Conference, to be held April 26th and 27th at the Atlanta. Let me stop again, at the Hilton Atlanta Airport. You know, this year we're going to have on Friday night our humorous speech contest. And before we have that, you know, as part of our Toastmaster tradition in doing a conference, we will open up. We're inviting all of the clubs from District 14 to join us. Come on out, bring your banners. We will have our banner parade, and that'll be followed by our keynote speech for that evening as part of dinner. We have Morris Baxter from WCLK who will be joining us, and he is Morris in the Morning, providing morning inspiration on the Jazz Station. And so we're looking forward to that on Friday night. And then we invite everyone to come back on Saturday for our conference as we'll continue on with educational workshops, and we'll have our District 14 business meeting, and then an opportunity to recognize our distinguished Toastmasters, those who have worked very hard to earn the award of Distinguished Toastmaster. They'll be recognized both Saturday and really all throughout Saturday. Other awards, opportunities for Toastmasters to network, come together. We'll also have an evening session where we'll have an afternoon session, our lunch, and then we come back in the evening where we will have another keynote speaker. Our speaker for our Saturday evening is Keith Parker from Goodwill of North Georgia, the president and CEO. He'll be talking with us about leadership. Ramona talked about Toastmasters being not just about communication, but also about leadership. And so we'll have a presentation on that, and that'll be followed by the International Speech Contest. So come on out and hear some of Atlanta's greatest speakers and those who are competing for the opportunity to go on to Denver, Colorado, to compete at the Toastmaster International Conference. But in Atlanta, we like to have fun. So we're going to end our contest and end our Toastmaster Conference with a big dance party. At the end of the night, when it's all over, we're calling it the Illumination Ball. The theme for this year's conference is Illuminate Your Path. We're talking about Pathways International, Pathways Education Program. And, so that's my little shameless plug. I did my commercial. Please come on out. We look forward to meeting all of you. Ramona, I can't wait to meet you. So we're going to go offline and have some conversations and see how we can get together here in the greater Atlanta area and beyond for District 14.
Sounds good to me. I can't wait.
Okay.
We can. Once again, we'd like to thank you all. I'm just honored to have both of you wonderful ladies on the show here at WAMRDB. I'm DeMonica Fly. Thank you, Renee Thompson, for doing an exceptional job. And we'd like to thank you, Ramona J. Smith, once again on WAMDB. WAMRDB, the woman station, and new look and feel of radio. It's the world champion of 2018, Ramona J. Smith of the Toastmasters, with Still Standing. What an honor to have you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll be hearing from me soon, too.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
And our producer, Brina, is going to take us out. The Women's Station, the new look and feel of radio, WAMRDB. Again, you're listening to WAMRDB. Thank you for tuning in. The Woman Station.
Jesus.
New
yes, I'm singing
sounds
about Jesus.
In the background.
Know the thing you delight me. Lord, your love is so amazing. Amen. Praise is higher than the ceiling. Can I get a witness? The way he keeps on blessing me. I can never even thank you. Listen to my praise, go hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. can never repay you. Listen to my praise, go hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hear my praise, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My praise won't God know. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hear my praise, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My praise won't God know.
WAMRDB. Today's guest was Renee Thompson, was our co-host, and the one and only Ramona J. Smith, world champion of the Toastmasters. Thank you for tuning in to WAMRDB, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Isn't it wonderful?
Still in love. station, the new look and feel of radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. You're listening to WAMI.